And it would, of course, help make Virginia the bloodiest battleground of the war. More of the great battles of the conflict would be fought in that strip of ground between the Potomac River and the James River than anywhere else. Well, at this point in the war, Lincoln was ready to try to satisfy the demands of the Northern public. He would be much more sophisticated about these things very quickly, but early on, Lincoln thought that it was probably possible to just move south and capture Richmond as well. He knew that the Union forces were green, but he knew that they were larger than the Confederate forces, which were also green. And he reasoned that since we have more green troops than the enemy has, why don't we let our larger number of green troops defeat their smaller number of green troops? If we can win a victory early in the war, thought Lincoln, we might be able to discourage the South. We might even be able to persuade them that their experiment in rebellion is going to fail. So Lincoln did not listen to Scott's advice here. He thought that it was possible to move more quickly than his principal military advisors did. Another soldier who agreed with Scott was a brigadier general named Irvin McDowell. Irvin McDowell commanded the largest United States force in the field. It was near Washington. He's the field commander. Scott is the overall general-in-chief at this point. McDowell agreed with Scott that his troops were not ready to engage in a campaign, that it would take more time to get them ready. But he, like Scott, was not going to be successful in these arguments. And the upshot was he was pushed into what became the campaign of First Manassas, or Bull Run. It's a battle with two names, and there are a number of those during the Civil War. We might as well touch on that now. The pattern in naming battles, if a battle has two names, almost invariably the North would have named it after some terrain feature in the vicinity. The South would have named it after a railroad crossroads or a town. In this instance, Manassas Junction is the railroad junction. There's not a town there, but the railroads come together there. That's the Confederate name. Bull Run is a local creek. And so the Federals used the terrain feature. Other examples of this are Antietam, the Union name for the battle in western Maryland, named after the creek. Sharpsburg is the Confederate name for that battle, named after the little local village. In Tennessee, there's the Battle of Murfreesboro or Stones River. Murfreesboro, the Confederate name, Stones River, the Union name, and there are many other examples. This is the first one, Manassas or Bull Run, and let's turn now to that campaign, the first large military campaign of the war. It pitted four forces against one another in Virginia, two Confederate, two Union, and the strategic picture was this. The largest Union army under Irvin McDowell was just a few miles outside Washington. About 35,000 men. McDowell had never commanded troops in the field. He was a former staff officer, no field experience, and here he is commanding the largest army in United States history. No one had ever commanded an army, no one else, as large as the one that Irvin McDowell was commanding. He'd taught tactics at West Point. He was a friend of Secretary of the Treasury Salmon P. Chase, which certainly didn't hurt him in his search for a command early in the war. It was nice to have friends in powerful places. He wasn't known for much, but he was known as a man who could certainly hold his own at the table. There's one famous anecdote of a staff officer bringing in a watermelon, sort of triumphantly bringing it into camp and putting it down on the table, and the officers gathering around hoping to get a piece, and McDowell sat down, pulled out a knife, and ate the entire melon, including the seeds and rind in front of his somewhat astonished staffers. He's known somewhat as an eater. He's not really known as an officer who might bring great success in the field. So he's the largest Union army in this theater. The second Union force consisted of about 18,000 men in the lower Shenandoah Valley, commanded by another veteran of the War of 1812 named Robert Patterson. 20 miles from McDowell near Manassas Junction was Gustav Touton Beauregard, whom we have seen before. He commanded the principal southern force of about 20,000 men. Beauregard was also a former staff officer. He very briefly had been superintendent at West Point on the eve of the war. Very, very briefly. His tenure lasted less than a week.